as President Obama considers solutions to the food crisis with four leaders from Africa, we wanted the president to consider the problem of government censorship of news and information about food crisis. We believe that such practices harm the domestic and international response to such crisis and ultimately undermine the ability of everyone to assist millions starving.
Your group specifically talks about Ethiopia recently. Could you give me some examples of how Ethiopian authorities in the past have prevented journalists from accessing zones in the country that may have been affected by drought?
Yes, Ethiopia is continually affected by drought and food crisis. And unfortunately, the government prevents journalists' access to sensitive areas. They are prevented from using the word famine when they report about these crises. They are prevented from taking photographs of obviously malnourished children. This has an impact on the ability of aid groups to scramble timely to raise funds to assist.
What about the fact that things seem to have improved as far as food security in Ethiopia recently?
There is no question that Ethiopia has made strides in reducing poverty and in other areas like economic growth and infrastructure development. But the fact of the matter is the country remains one of the most aid dependent in the world. It continues to receive significant amounts of assistance to deal with chronic hunger. In the 1980s, the then government of Ethiopia was restricting and censoring information about the famine and went to the point of even denying that it was taking place. So these practices appear to continue under this current government.
And besides even just covering food insecurity in Ethiopia, there have also been some issues recently under what the government has called a counterterrorism sweep and against terrorism, and they've used these kind of laws to bring charges against 11 journalists who are reporting on things like democracy. So besides just covering food security, is CPJ worried that there are other issues within the freedom of press in Ethiopia that need to be addressed?
Yes, absolutely. This anti-terrorism law, which is so broad and vague in its scope, criminalizing what would otherwise be legitimate news gathering activities.